So, as we said before, this is a subsequent recording of the very same hammer hand expose of the lorry driver village idiot of the world, who goes by the name Hammer Hand. And people are going to laugh this video off as if it is some sort of a joke, or they would take it as a jest or something. But certainly I am not from the jester class. This is something which is very concerning, and this is a complete dereliction of duty of someone who professes, who purports the idea of morals, ethics, values, principles, and talks about celibacy, taking control of the biology, and actually not indulging in sort of sexual intimacy with women itself. And this is the very same man who is right now, as you would be seeing, he would be elucidating further as to how he was able to voice record one of his exes who came back in his life and what transpired. So, without further ado, let me bring in my friend Mr. Anonymous to elucidate further and kindly, and if he would be kind enough to give an exposition of this matter all along. So, Mr. Anonymous, over to you, sir.
Okay, the last previous video that we did was exposing Hammer Hand for being racist, the fact that he duped a sick man of his crypto. This all ties in because at the end of Vention's video, where HH and Vention were together, it showed Mr. Elite go Mr. HH, I should say, Hammer Hand, going with his lips towards the end, talking about sleeping with girls and that, trying to get Vention to give in to his MGTOW and all the rest of it towards his end of his life. But in this one, in the last videos, he kept saying he wouldn't put himself in a position where he could be contradicted or get accused of anything, this, that, and the other. So the question is, why would he, after saying all that in the last videos about not being involved or not getting into trouble and all this, that, and the other, why would he do this? Right? Now, this girl is called Summer, right? He mentions it in his vi in video one, which is this one, at 31:39, 31 minutes and 39 seconds. He calls her baby, and then he says something and calls her Summer. So her name's Summer. I mean, her father and mother must have been hippies or something to call her that, because it's not a normal name. It's like Brad Pitt calling his son Apple or whatever, right? So it's bullshit. She's a thought, right? So first, what we're going to do is we're going to go, this is 7 years ago, by the way, 2 years ago from now, but from that point, 2 years ago, 7 years prior, including another 2 years prior to that, right? Because it all comes out in this video. So the first minutes we go to is 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Can we go to that, please? Thank you. In a little there, yeah. Okay. Are you ready, everybody? Listen.
By some girl 7 fucking years ago when she was a liar. She was not a good person, she was very disreputable, you know, strung me along, led me on, and then I finally said, fuck this, fuck this. I think that there could be something here, but you kind of fucked up, so I'm leaving. So I left,
Pause.
and
Right, everybody, understand. If this woman treats them like shit, she's non-reputable, She's this, that, the other. Why would he go back for seconds? Why would he do this? He says later on in the video that he dodged a bullet for you guys. No, he didn't dodge a bullet. He put himself in that position in the first place. In order to dodge a bullet, right, you have to know it's coming, right? So what he's saying is that this girl is a really bad person that treated him like shit. She admits it in the video, you'll see soon. Why would you do that? Right? Now, when we go back to Vengeance video, he mentions about young girls and went with his lips, and he was biting his lips and all this, that, and the other, right? Because he already had intentions after he got the crypto, right? So he mentions there that this girl's non-reputable. She's, this and there. She's a bad person, basically. So, guys, think about it. If you're in a relationship with a girl that you've had a bad relationship with, would you go back for seconds? Because my motto is, when you've had a relationship, me, this is, I've always cut the girls off. I've never gone back. I've never communicated. As soon as they communicate with me, it's block or get the fuck away from me, right? Like he's hinting before in his other videos. Why would he put, I would put myself in that position. You know what I mean? All of a sudden you're slagging off other people. You know what I mean? And yet he goes and does it himself. So the next bit of evidence is 5 minutes. 5 minutes dead on. No, sorry. Wait on.
What I would like to ask you, as not to play devil's advocate, but actually ask you a genuine question, because some of the critics and detractors would be saying that, well, Hammerhand did that just to educate us on the current
Well, I was going to
dynamics.
say that a bit later on. But at the end of the day, you would not get you, if he knew that this girl were that bad, why would you go back into doing that? Because at the end of the day, this is about him. He mentions in the video that it's the third person from the past. Third? A third ex? Why would you even speak to three people that have treated you like shit? Why would you do that? It doesn't make sense. Why would you put yourself three times in that predicament? Unless two of them were bullshit and this one he was trying to justify and then think, oh, I'll add two more people on just in case so it doesn't look odd. You know what I mean? So
Yes.
let's go to 5 minutes dead on in. It here it says he's gonna get the law down.
Okay.
From her, why she's there, the lowdown. In other words, he wants to know the position, whether he's going to get sex or not. The lowdown,
Okay.
right? Not the lowdown. He already knew the lowdown in the past. He already knew that. He already knew she treated her like shit. He already knows why she's there to get some money off him from
Okay.
services, right? So let's go to 5 minutes dead on,
Okay.
and
Years down the
you'll
road,
hear him
you've been
say
thinking about
about the
me?
lowdown.
Gentlemen, I hope that you appreciate the slings and the arrows that I take for you. Because I do. I eat a lot of shit for you guys to get the low down. The down low. The low key skinny. You know what I'm saying? I do a lot of shit for you guys
Pause.
to give you the inside info.
Look, he's saying he's doing it for everybody else. Everybody knows in the red pill on the manosphere that these women are going to use them. They already know this. It's already in the information that's been passed out for many years now, right? You don't go back to people who've treated you like shit, right? So he's doing it. For you guys, that's a load of shit, right? He mentions at 5 minutes 53 that he didn't need to meet this girl, right? So you play that.
Okay.
To show you how people treat one another. To show you how bitches take advantage of other bitches and men. Men in particular, but they also fuck the other ones that don't fall in line. And men out here that recognize the weakness in other men and monetize them for their weakness.
Just like this so, man does.
Yes, 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 exactly. He slipped up. He's doing exactly what everybody else is doing in the manosphere. Using men's disadvantage to sift money out of them. This is not about helping men. This is about keeping them in the red pill rage so they keep coming back and always angry so they think, oh, this guy's going to give us answers. No, he's not going to give you answers. He's just going to keep you on the leash and keep you angry so you keep giving him money. Now, remember, he's got the crypto. He's already had a year's worth of stuff stashed away anyway. Why would he need your donations? If he were really sincere, he'd do it for free. He said, look, man, I'm well off. I don't need this money off you guys. I don't need this money off you. I don't need the merch. I've already got the crypto, right? Sucker you lot. I've got the crypto and I've got a year's worth of money, like I told Ventures, stashed away. My nuts stashed away, right? He doesn't need to do it, but he's doing it because he's a greedy bastard. He's a greedy shilling motherfucker, right? So he's saying, if you go to 5 minutes 53, he's saying there that he didn't have to meet her, but yet he did. He didn't have to meet her, but yet he did.
Anyway, right. Let's continue.
I eat a lot of shit for you. You know what I had to do? Well, I didn't have to. You know what I did for you? I set up a little meeting. I recorded 34 minutes of dialogue between myself and this new family.
He's doing it for you guys. And he... at 6 minutes 40, he says that he did a second interview. So we know that. That's in the second part. Right. If you go to 8 minutes and 10 seconds. Yep. And listen very carefully. This goes up to 8 minutes 35. So.
Opportunity. I had an opportunity here to show you men out there that are interested in what people really think about you. What they will really say. When they think everything's cool and ain't nobody else listening, they ain't the same people that you think you know. Enjoy the video.
Stop. Right.
Now we figure out
stop there for
what
a second.
The fuck this chick wants.
Right. So basically what he's saying is that he is going, he's hinting there that not what some people say they're a certain thing, but they're not. That includes himself. That includes himself. Seriously. Right. Now, this is where the girl gets in the car with him from 8 minutes 35. She says, she talks about her fingers, right, doing certain things to people that she wants to do. She's pretty blatant, so we'll have a listen to that bit and see what she says. 8 minutes 35 seconds.
Says 8 minutes 38. Okay, so we are on the right track. I'm playing along.
8 minutes 35 seconds.
35. 33. 35. Okay, I'm playing now.
What the fuck this chick wants? I haven't seen this woman in 5 years. 6 years? No, 7 years. 7 years. 7 years.
So 5 years, not seven. Pause. See, he fucked up. He said in his previous 7 years. And now he's saying five. When he did the preview video, before he showed the video on this one, he said seven. He was adamant it was seven. And now he's saying five. And then he had to readjust because he think, oh, shit, it were that close. I don't want people knowing that. Let's say seven, right? So carry on with the video a second.
Sure, sir.
Blue, I get a call. So she obviously does not know that I'm going to be recording this for my own safety. But I kind of feel like this is stupid. But at the same time, I like to.
I have a,
So, go on.
I actually have a question of my own, that why would you go in this day and age of hashtag Me Too? Why would you go on with someone in a car where you have to record yourself for
Because
their
he's
safety?
stupid. Because he's
No.
stupid, like he says. It's
No.
either stupid or it's not.
No. I think the other way around, because he thinks that other people who listen to him are stupid enough to give him money and to,
Well,
you know.
he
Yes.
admits it's stupid what he's doing, but he's gonna do it anyway, right? I mean, if he really wanted, the reason why he covered up that screen is because she was fat and people would recognize her straight away. And she's called Summer, right? So people would recognize her straight away. The fact is that he cut off that screen is because he didn't want people seeing the fact that she was like, this really scruffy looking, ugly, dirty little piece of crap off the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He admits it's stupid. Now,
No.
the next bit is 9 minutes, 10 seconds, and this what says it all to me.
9 minutes and 10 seconds.
Through to 9 minutes and 20 seconds.
You know what I'm
9 minutes.
saying? So yeah, we'll see. What's up, young lady?
What's up?
Fine,
How you
stop.
doing? I'm good. How are you?
Young lady. Now, a lot of people probably call, other people young lady or whatever, but you'll see later on, she is young. She's 20 years younger than him, right? And that's the reason why he calls her young lady. Right, and it's an endearment thing that people do. So carry on, and it goes up to
Yes.
9 minutes 20. So carry on with this right through to 9 minutes 20 and onwards.
Sure, sir.
Chilling.
I like your car.
I like my car too.
You like my car?
Yeah, where'd you get it?
My mama got it for last year for my birthday. It's all paid
That's
off.
a hell of a present, man. That's nice. So
Fuck.
what's going on, youngster?
Nothing. I miss you. I thought about you the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, when I went got Papa Murphy's. I was like, these were the fucking good old days.
So what happened to the good old days?
Shit happened. Life happened. Fuck. I don't want to be at work today. I need you to get me out of work.
How am I supposed to get you out of work?
I don't know.
How am I
And
supposed to
then
get
you
out of
got me reminiscing about old shit.
work? I do? Stop.
Yes.
You fibbing.
You got me. That's what she said. You got me reminiscing about the old shit. Right? They'd already previously discussed it. He already was in contact with her. She wasn't in contact with him. He was in contact with her, right? Because why would you go down in reminiscing about the old shit, right? Reminiscing, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, reminiscing. If he had a bad relationship with her, you wouldn't be reminiscing about the bad shit that she'd done to him. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? And he's got a new car, and that she's been bought by a car by her mother, right? So she's not a quid or two short, is she really?
Not
Right? I mean, you were.
only that. Why is she being reminiscent about what happened in the past? Because
He was
he.
reminding her of reminiscing of the past. She said that. Go back a little bit and you'll hear it. She said,
Yes.
and then you was reminiscing with me about the past.
Yes, because he is still a simp. Simpering for a
He
woman.
wants to remind her of when they had sex and shit, so she'd get wet. That's all it's about.
No,
Right.
but only a simp would be reminded of the past when when enunciated, because
Well, she falls
he.
over for any guy. She falls over for any guy, and she'll spread her legs for any guy. And that's what he wants. He wants to pump and dump. Because if you go to 10 minutes 40, she starts talking about what she can do with her fingers to people, i.e., flirting with him. And he does it back too. Play it.
Yes.
You'll see.
Yes. I'm playing them.
10 minutes
No, I'm
40.
not Vivian. I'm so serious.
Like what? I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you mean, old shit?
Like when I used to go hang out with you in your bedroom at your mom's house, a place
Well, honey, you
apartment.
had all the opportunity, man, but you
I
know.
know life happened. Shit, sorry.
It is what
Hang
it
on,
is.
stop.
I'm glad.
Stop. Hang on. If she's 10 years younger, 20 years younger, right? And she was supposed to be in the room with him in his mum's house. How old the fuck was he? He was still at home at 30 fucking 5 or 45, I should say, or whatever. He was still at home with his mum. No, he was married. She was bullshitting. She nearly slipped up and she had to pause and think about what she was saying really quickly. Right? So that's bullshit. Because there's no way he would be at home at 35 with his mother because he was already married with kids then, right?
Yes.
Fuck. I mean, his oldest daughter is 16 now. You know what
Yes.
I mean?
Yes. So
So
I'm.
if we go to 10 minutes 40, this is what she starts talking about to get him interested.
Yes.
But you're in good health.
I am. Are you?
Yeah, chilling.
That's what's up. Where you
Little
live at?
dinky ass hands.
My little small ass hands. I had nails on last week. My regular nails, and I roughed them up because I had to stay an hour extra at work.
So you got pissed at your own hands and tore your hands off.
Yep, I sure did.
What'd you do that
I
for?
know. I wish I didn't, because now I can't do the thing I like to do at work: annoy people with my fingers.
So what's been going
Right,
on? It's
stop.
been a minute. Like
Working.
what, fucking?
Stop. So, doing things to people with her fingers. How many people has this girl had? How many people has this girl had? He knows she's a thought slag. He knows that, right? It's not about being an ex. He already knows that she's a putabouter. She spreads her legs for anybody. And that's what he wants. That's what he's there for. But he's doing a different video to make it look like he's doing something for his subscribers. He's dodging a bullet for you. Look, this girl's a fucking idiot, right? You won't be in a car with this girl because you know it'd be a waste of time. And most of the information to stay away from girls is out there anyway. So it's bullshit what he's doing.
Exactly. Should I play?
So, right now, this is a real reason why she turned up 11 minutes 30. And she says it out of her own mouth, and he knows that. And that's why he wants $300.
I need dick.
That's why you called me, ain't it?
No,
Don't lie to me. Don't
I
lie.
want to hang out with you. I miss you, for real.
All right, well, I have an
Are
important
you
question.
what?
Are you still married?
I'm working on that. I'm just being honest. I'm
Stop.
being
Still living.
honest.
Why would you be in a car with a married woman? He's not even divorced yet either. I thought he was a Christian. Christians don't do that.
No,
A
no.
true Christian doesn't anyway.
Can
But what
I?
the fuck is he doing in a car with a married woman who's not even divorced yet, who's a slag, who'll open the legs for anybody, and yet she's meeting up with a fat man, right? And she's still married. She hasn't even got a fucking divorce yet. It shows what type of person she is that he hangs out with. What was his previous exes like then? That he turned up on the doorstep to his, apparently he claims. Were they the same? Right. So she admits that she's there for dick, right? If you go to 11 minutes 50, she admits she's a cheater as well.
Yes, but my question here is that why would he get into a car with these sort of people in the first place?
Because he were there for dick. He were there for a pussy, that's why. She were there for dick.
No, but I think this is an ulterior motive that he was a simp all along while fooling people that he's
I
somewhat
think this is
of
the girl he got caught with by his ex-wife, his ex-wife to be. I think she caught him out of that, and he had a burner phone, like he said, not long in the future. Now he talks about having a burner phone, right?
Yes.
And he got caught out, and that's why she's divorcing him, right? He didn't think about getting the crypto. He didn't think at that time he was going to get crypto, but that's why he was stashing money away, and he was trying to get the divorce over and done with because he didn't want her taking her for half. But 11 minutes 50. If you go to that now.
Yes, just a second. 11:50.
Eleven minutes.
Are you fibbing?
No.
So what happened?
50.
Tell me about it.
He cheated. I cheated on him, but what's
Well,
new?
you both were kind of going around
Yeah.
with one another there.
Right, stop.
It was
He
very
cheated.
unhealthy.
She admits she's a cheater. She admits she's a cheater, so she's not changed. He knows she's not changed, so why be in the car with her? Right? It doesn't make sense. And this is where it shows that he's not even got the caliber. In the next bit, I'm going to show you at 13 minutes dead on, she's a big girl with big, big, massive titties, right? She's a big girl. She admits that, right? So it shows that he's not even trying to shag a 7 or an 8 hour because he's got the money. He just needs to flash the money in a pub or a club or whatever, and he'll get one. He's a 7 or 8. They won't give a fuck if he's fat. He's got the money. So why is it that he's trying to dip in or dip his wick with somebody who's fat, is only 32 or 33 year old, because she admits that later on, right? And that she's seriously overweight.
Yes.
He's hitting below average. He's hitting below average. Weren't he portraying single parent families, single parent mothers who are fat and all this stuff? They're not worth it in all these videos he's been saying in the past. And yet he's in a car with a fat woman with massive titties.
And who is
Who's married?
also and who is married and who cheated on her husband cheated on her as well. So it shows about the life choices that this man is making. Anyways, that is biology, and I'm not going to say, but this is the man who is telling other men to take control of their biology and who is masquerading as a
Yeah.
self-proclaimed therapist when he does not
Do as
have.
I say, but don't do as I do. That's what
And
he's doing.
yes. When he does not have the academic qualification required to practice as a therapist in the first instance. So,
That's what.
at what time stamp I have to jump to now? 12:30?
No. Go to 13 minutes. Bang on.
13.
Yeah. She admits here she's a big girl. So it shows the kind of caliber girl he goes for. She's not exactly hot, is she really? But she's young. You know what I'm
Yes.
saying?
Yes.
At least you got out of that.
Yes.
That was incredibly unhealthy.
Yeah. So I'm trying to lose weight, get my body back, and do me.
Well, I ain't trying to lose no weight. You look
I
at
don't
me. You
care.
know what I'm saying?
I'm
I've always been
saying,
this guy.
I know, I want to lose weight. I want my body back. Let me show you how small I used to be.
I know how small you used to be. I saw it firsthand.
No, smaller than that when I first was down here.
Didn't when he started,
Right,
you
now
said?
that bit's
No.
here, admitting what kind of
No.
caliber person she is. So
Yes.
now, if you go to 14 minutes 29 seconds, she admits to sending him nude photos to him. Seriously.
Yes.
So if you go to that, 11, 14 minutes 29 seconds,
14 minutes and 29 seconds.
14 minutes and 29 seconds, yeah.
Okay.
group of shots you sent me yesterday.
Yeah. I should send you my other pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have your phone number and I don't want to send them on Facebook.
I wouldn't do anything like that.
I know, but I'm saying I don't want to send them on Facebook.
Right, stop.
How small I used to be.
Now, she tries to say Shank got his number. So how the fuck did he get in contact with her in the first place to meet up?
Exactly.
Right. So, carry on with that a minute.
Yes, sir.
Summer, I kind of got the impression, you know, honey, you were 10 pounds heavier than that, maybe?
I'm fucking like 50 pounds heavier than that shit.
Not when I knew you.
I don't know, but life happens. Fuck this shit.
I know.
I need you to fix my car.
It's out of the fucking blue asking me for favors.
No,
what's wrong with
I
you?
Love right, you but I need you to fix my car.
All right, so basically, stick with the arrangement. I'm a hand. You're meeting up to get a fuck out of me. I need my fucking car fixing. So you're going to do something for what I'm going to give you. That's what basically she's saying. So here's the big whammy. 14 minutes 55 to 5. Wait on. Yeah, 14 minutes 55.
So from 14 minutes 55.
Yeah, she says here that she loves him.
Okay.
50 pounds heavier than that shit.
Not when I knew you.
I don't know, but life happens. Fuck this shit.
I know.
I need you to fix my car.
It's out of the fucking blue asking me for favors.
No,
what's wrong with
I
you?
I love you, but I need you to fix my car. It needs a cam. It says
bang.
Camshaft.
Stop.
Camshaft.
I love you, but I'm gone. That means you must be having a relationship with her still because she's making an excuse. I love you, but, well, you don't just throw that out there. I love you, but they haven't seen each other in 7 fucking years, apparently.
Exactly.
Why would you say that? She's giving too much away. That was his big mistake, right?
Yes.
If you go to 1505. So carry on with this now. Carry on, and you'll see what I mean. Up to 1505.
Yes. Camshaft position sensor.
Camshaft circuit malfunction bullshit.
Yeah, it's a position sensor.
Because I'm waiting for my cleaner to come in and see if that works. If not,
what kind of cleaner?
Massive airflow cleaner. It's coming from Amazon because none of the fucking stores had any.
Yeah. Well, we got a parts shortage and a chip shortage on a lot of stuff. There's fucking 10,000 Ford trucks sitting in parking lots everywhere around here. I'm serious.
I know.
Serious.
One
They're
of my
everywhere.
Friends works at Ford, and he was like, yeah, we're off this week. I'm like, well, go fuck yourself. Not come talk to me about it. Go talk to your old lady about
damn,
it.
Damn, you bitter. You bitter as fuck, man. What happened to you?
I am bitter with him because let me tell you why I'm bitter with certain people. Certain people I'm bitter with, because, look, my ex from college texted me yesterday out of the fucking blue.
Yeah.
You know what he asked me?
No.
What are you doing for your birthday? And what your ring says? No, you're not getting me an engagement ring, and I haven't
the same motherfucker that you were telling me about?
No.
Way back when?
No, different one. The one I went to college with, and we didn't never have sex.
You see what I'm saying? If this girl, he knew her from the past. 7 years ago, and he knew that she was not a very nice person, and it shows what she's saying just right now, that she had an ex coming back to her, she's been someone else, and she's naming lots of people, and he's trying to figure out which person this is, because of that many people. What he knew, he wanted to know she changed. That's why he went to meet her, to see if she changed, that she's willing to do what she's told and do what he wants. But obviously she's not changed. But to him, well, that means pump and dump. That's all it means to him, pump and dump then, because there's no way of having a relationship with this woman, right? Because she's not changed. But yet she throws out, I love you. It don't make sense. So go to 17 minutes and 10 seconds to 17 minutes, 20 seconds. And he admits that his grandma lives around the corner. So he knows her.
And we saved his.
Here?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, right around the corner.
I live around the corner.
Why?
Because I live right around the corner. But what way?
You tell me.
Bing, 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 bing.
Uh-huh.
Bing, 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 bing. He lives round the corner and she lives round the corner.
How many corners are there?
Yeah, exactly. So if you carry on,
yes,
right, at 17 minutes 25 seconds, if you just carry on now with this bit, because it's going to lead into it.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Why?
Because I live right around the corner, but what way?
You tell me.
I already asked you first.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Why are you doing that? Look, you got to show me a thing or two, man. You just show me if you're interested in this or not.
Yeah, I'm interested in
this. Right, stop, bang. Boo, 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 boo. You got to let me know if you're interested in this or not. Why would he ask that if he's not there to bang her? Why would he ask her if she's interested in doing this or not? Doing what? She doesn't know she's been recorded. She doesn't know she's been recorded. So what the fuck is he talking about? Just let me know if you're still interested in this or not. What is that? What is he asking? Maybe the arrangement? Sex? No. For having stuff fixed?
No, by chance? No. It is all about playing house.
No. I don't believe that. One bit, I think they had an arrangement and he wants to know whether she's still up for the arrangement. Are you interested in this? Why is he asking that? Why can't she ask him that? Well, are you still interested in this?
Okay, so apart
right,
from...
And then apparently it's only half a mile down the road he lives.
Yes.
And then we go to 19 minutes and 52 seconds.
Okay.
This is where he says it's straight, but tries to put a little bit extra on the end just to make it look, doesn't look suspicious.
19 minutes and which second?
52 seconds.
Okay.
And as long as you're not on rainy shit locking up. You're fucking amazing. Show up here trying to get all this guy.
There you go.
Workout.
Bang, bang. You're amazing. Not in a sarcastic way. He's wanting to drop hints to her that she gets that other people don't really consider when they're listening from the outside. Right? I've studied body language. I have studied other things regarding innuendos, what people say, because you'll know in a minute what innuendos are when he turns around and says, well, you better get down to it, i.e. suck his knob. Later on, you'll see, because they start talking dirty, but in a kind of like simplified way so people don't know. But you'll see. So he called her amazing. So 21:07. 21 minutes, 7 seconds.
Fine lately, and I was like, let me hit him up. And you still owe me your phone number since I was on time.
I'll get you the phone number.
I'll give you mine.
I promised.
It was my own number that had the 69 port.
So, she's got his old number from way, way back. And she wants his new number, and he said, I'll give you it, I promise. Of course he is. But he's going to want people on the outside to think, oh, I'm not going to do that. But he is, really. Because in the second video, she meets up again. So how the hell did she get in contact with him?
Okay.
Either through the first or the second number. One of the two, the burner phone number or his old number.
Okay. So, at what timestamp I have to jump?
21:35. This is where the innuendo starts. Sexual innuendos. Smash her fat, big fat boobs on his chest.
In fact, I do.
My tits are cold.
Well, you can smash your chest on him if you want.
Smash your chest. Nuts. So, are you single?
You're out of your fucking mind.
I'm just asking a question. Question?
Yeah, you know I'm single, man. I don't fuck around with people. I mean, not for the most
part. What
happened
to your old roommate? Did she stay in New York or wherever the fuck she went?
No.
So he doesn't fuck around with people for the most part. So he does fuck around with people then. Because you would say, I absolutely do not fuck with people, end of, period, you would say. But he said, I don't fuck with people, mostly. So he does fuck with people. Because it's not a decisive, I don't fuck with people, is it? It's not decisive.
Yes.
Now, at 22 minutes, 35 seconds, she asks how old he is. He says how old he calls a young lady, right? At
Yes.
22 minutes, 35.
22:35.
22 minutes, 35.
32:35. Remember, it's like 40, right?
No.
45.
No.
50.
No.
55.
No. 52.
I was close.
Be 52. And what the fuck you want with a 52-year-old man?
Ain't nothing but ages and nothing but a number.
Is that ageism now? We into
No.
ageism? Things must be going kind of fucked up if you're over here like this.
There you go. Stop. Right. Exactly. What does she want with a 52-year-old fucking bloke? First of all, he's got
Money.
money now.
Yes.
Secondly, she'll open her legs because he's got this money, but that's as far as it'll go, probably. But you'll see it gets a bit mixed up later on because at 23 minutes 25, Tim talks about reminiscing about massaging him or
Yes.
working in a massage parlor, I think. He talks about
Yes.
being in a massage parlor or something.
Yes.
23,
So
25.
23:25.
25. Yeah, and this is where I think she's lying through her fucking teeth, all this, that, and the other. And that she's a massage parlor woman who does services. So listen closely.
Street from you.
Yeah, I know. You
Where do
got
I
here pretty
work
quick.
at?
I don't know that. I just
Massage Envy.
massage envy.
In J-Town, front desk.
I know you ain't giving fucking massages
Hell
to
no. Only you.
you ain't never done that to me anyway.
I could. Two people
Stop.
I don't give a fuck about no fucking news.
Right, so she works at a massage parlor, right?
This.
The girl of the streets, is she? A massage parlor. So it's so she's a sex worker. Massage parlor is just a posh way of saying you're a sex worker.
But she's already cheating on her husband and
It
getting
doesn't
him.
matter. It doesn't matter. Look, massage
And
parlor. When you go to Indonesia or Thailand, they call it masseuse parlor, right? But yet they offer extra services on top if you're willing to pay. So basically, she's a fucking prostitute, really, acting as a massage parlor person. She works in a massage parlor, people out there. Understand, massage parlor. She's a thought, right? Everybody out there in the manosphere, he admitted to that. So why is he turning up to a woman who treated him like shit and who's now working in a massage parlor who's fucking everyone stupid? Because he knows he's going to get sex if he pays up, just like any other punter out there.
Not only that, he is completely diametrically opposed to what he says in his videos about taking control of your biology, morals, ethics, principles, and values. At least other people don't have the don't indulge in some sort of false pretension that this is going to be somewhat, incumbent upon them to tell other people as to what their preferences are or what they are doing. At least I have never seen you or myself lying about, indulging in sexual intimacy with women or, not indulging in sexual intimacy with women. So at least we are
Look,
honest enough.
you know what I tell people in the manosphere? Look, honestly, I would not go back to an ex. I wouldn't even fucking speak to her because I know full well there's no point telling people that story about the past when I know there's information out there that already other content creators have made to say stay away from them, right? There's no way I contact an ex. Never, never. Because that's just asking for trouble. And he even said in the beginning of the video it was stupid, right? So go to 20 minutes, 24 minutes and 37 seconds. She talks here about wanting to go slow with him. Why would you talk about going slow in a relationship one when they just met up? You know what I mean?
I mean, if you want to, we got to start slow.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how I want to do it.
I can't go ass deep into something like that.
I know. I don't expect you to. I'm being honest.
You got to be honest somewhere. I can't take that dishonest shit.
I know, but I have a question. When's your birthday?
Why?
I want to know. Why can't I know?
Don't be coming at me buying shit.
I'm not coming at you buying nothing. When's your birthday?
It's in.
I'll be 36 in 20 days.
36. Happy 36th.
Thanks.
Sorry, she's 36. Sorry.
That is right, because I remember.
Yeah, you remember
now.
That, right? Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
You were there for one of them.
What's your phone number so I can put it in my phone?
There we go, burner phone. Why would he do that? Now, pause it.
Paused.
Are you there?
Yes.
Right. Now, why would he say that? He give her a burner phone and block out the saying the number? Because if it's a burner phone, you just get rid of it. You get nuisance calls, right? You just get throw away. It's a burner phone. He give her a real number. That's why he blocked it out, because he give her a real number. Not the burner number, the real number. The burner number was just to contact her.
Oh, yes.
So if anything went shit tits up, it's not connected to his main phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if we go to now, 26 minutes and 19 seconds, this is where he starts talking and flirting with her dirtily about giving him a BJ. Listen to what he says. It's
What is the timestamp?
26 minutes, 26 minutes, 19 seconds.
Okay. You go fix something to eat when I get off work.
Jump yourself on down there and fix it. I didn't mean like that. You dirty mother.
Yeah, you did. Pause. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Why would he say it? And she laughed about it because she understood exactly what he was meaning. Get down there and suck me off if you're hungry. That's yes. What he was saying. If you now, this is the important bit. 27 minutes and 50 seconds. He talks about hitting her up after he leaves work. In other words, giving her a phone call.
27 minutes and 50.
And 50 seconds.
Okay, 5050, right?
Yeah, 50, yeah.
As soon as I get off work tonight.
What time do you get off?
I'll hit you up. 4 o'clock.
I'll be at Taco Luchador if I'm not drunk.
What the fuck is Taco Luchador?
Right, so there you go. He is going to call her up later on. Right, because he meets her the next day. So he must have seen her at night and had sex with her to meet her in the morning. Right? Because the next day he meets her.
Okay.
If he was at 31 minutes and 39 seconds, he calls her baby. And that's when he calls her name, Summer. So that's 31 minutes and 39 seconds.
31 minutes and 39 seconds.
I'm trying to be...
Yay.
I'm trying to be.
You got broken wings, baby.
I know, I'm trying to be. You can bring me a list for work.
Oh my god, I could spend money on you. What a great fucking idea after 7 years of not seeing your
I
ass.
I love you, please. Okay.
How do you love me after 7 years?
I've always loved you. Let's see what this fucking eye.
You're out of your goddamn mind,
you
Summer.
You love me.
You're out of your fucking mind.
That's fucking
cool. Stop.
Even.
She admits that he's in love with her. She admits that, right? He calls her baby and all the rest of it, right? I'm in love with you and you're in love with me. That's what she said. Right? A woman wouldn't lie when it comes to manipulation like that. No, she'd tell the truth because she wants to niche him, get his money. She'll do anything. Right? Play it a little bit longer now from this point, and you'll say summer.
No, I just sent him hi. Well, there's two fucking.
After 7 years of not seeing your
I
ass.
love you, please. Okay,
How
that's
do you
scene.
love me after
You're
7 years?
I've always loved you. That scene. Well, there's two fucking eyes.
You're out of your goddamn mind,
You
Summer.
love me.
Carry on, carry on.
You're out of your fucking mind.
That's fucking code. Even though I just sent him hi.
Get your ass out of here. Go
I
back
don't
to
want
work.
to go to work.
Go on. You know you got responsibilities. You got to pay for that apartment. There you go. You gonna send me that one? Is that gonna be the picture that I use for you right there?
No, I'm gonna send you something else.
Oh. Now, gentlemen.
Right, pause it. Right. Even then, she's sending him sexting videos or pictures to his phone. There and then she admits to it. I'll send you some more right now. So he is in contact with her through his phone, right? Calls her Summer. That's her name, Summer, by the way. And then at 32:23, he said he took a bullet for everybody.
32, 30, 23.
32 minutes, 23 seconds.
32, 23.
23. 32, 23.
Now, gentlemen, I want you to know what kind of a fucking bullet I just took. I want you to know that. This is somebody that I haven't seen for 7 fucking years. 7 years. Shows up out of the blue talking about, I want to settle down. I want to get my shit together. I want you to do car work for me, motherfucker. Get over here and change these brakes. Oh, and she was showing me titties, trying to get me to touch her, wouldn't stay off of me, tried to kiss me. This is what I'm talking to you guys about. This is what I'm telling you.
Right, stop.
This is what.
Right, now if somebody's touching you, I would tell the girl on the video, why the fuck are you touching me? Get your hands off me. Right? But he never did that because he wanted that. Right? Why mention it at the end of the video? Why couldn't he mention it during the video to show her up? Why didn't he say that then? Why are you touching me? Why are you doing that to me? Because he was doing it back to her as well. That's why. And she was loving it. She was loving it. Right? The fact is, the conclusion is he didn't need to meet her. He wasn't taking a bullet for you guys in the manosphere. He was doing it for his own ends. Right?
Yes.
At the end of the day, this guy is a bullshitting bastard. Nobody tells you they love you unless they've had sex with you. And she said, you love me too. But yeah, he never replied because he knew full well what she was saying. Go slow. Pass me a number. Oh, by the way, give me a BJ, woman. Oh, I'll hit you up later. Sending all these pictures and dirty videos to him. Why? Why? I thought he was taking a bullet for you guys. No, he put himself in that position in the first place. He wasn't taking a bullet for you. He was fucking deceiving you guys. Deceiving you through and through. This guy's a shiller racist motherfucker, right? He's not a MGTOW. He's not Monk, right? I'll tell you that now, he's not fucking Monk, right? He doesn't even put MGTOW in the fucking in his title anymore. He's ripped off Sifu Black Iris, Sifu, Monk Fu. He's ripping fucking other people's shit off. Right, and we're going to go into number two now. This is shorter, but it says a lot because she admits to sexting him again. He calls her darling soon as she gets in the car, and she says about wanting the 300 quid more or less straight away. She talks about, are we going on that date tomorrow? And he denies it. I'll prove it. it her real intention is she's a gold digger, and she talks about her divorce. She's not even divorced yet. And then she treats him like shit, and he wants an apology, and yet, hang on, why would you be involved with this girl? Just by ignoring her shows that she's done wrong. Well, she's not really learnt anything if you're accepting her back in your car, isn't it? She admits to sexting him and sending pictures again. He admits having sex while he was working on the trucking. Seriously, he admits that at 15 minutes and 10 seconds, he admits having shagging on his job while he was on his job, and he got a workmate to cover for him. Shows how much of a fucking morals, principled, and ethics person there, doesn't it? He's had three exes in the last 16 to 18 months, and at the end, she says, "Don't deny it. I love you, and you don't deny it to me either." That she says at the end. This is in the second video, by the way. So,
So this is the first video. Any other timestamp that we want to jump into?
now we'll just go on to the second video if you
Jump.
want.
Okay. This video.
Right, this is part two. I'm a
Part
hand
two.
in summer. That's what she's called, Summer. The girl
Yes.
called Summer.
Yes.
Hey man, I was just listening to RPM's latest video, and I was doing some
I go
editing at
straight
the
to
same.
1 minute 40, because this is irrelevant. 1 minute 40. Now, everybody, listen very closely to what he says, okay?
Yes.
You work, brother?
What's good, darling?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in there.
You know who works with you, brother? At like the front desk or whatever?
Should be everybody.
Will you let them know this, my clerk? Please?
Why?
Cuz I can have my 300.
So you can have
I
what?
mean, so I can
Stop.
get my price for.
Stop. Can I have my 300? Hang on. If he's not touched her, why would she say that? Can I have my 300? Because he's already done the dirty deed. He calls her darling. He's already done the dirty deed. Why would she say, can I have my, can I, why to him? Can I have my 300? He doesn't owe her 300 unless he's had sex with her.
I want to ask you a question, a follow-up question regarding this. How much does it cost to get a car fixed? $300?
The mechanic probably quoted a 300 for the brakes being done. That's including labour.
Okay. So she wants to
Right.
get.
So first of all, she gets in, he calls her darling, and then she turns and says, can I have my 300? Hang on. You don't owe her 300 unless you've had sex with her. Why is it my 300? Why is she asking him and not nobody else? Can I
Yes.
have my 300? Go back on it and listen to it again, and you'll see.
See everybody.
Will you let them know this, my clerk?
Oh,
Please?
why?
Cuz I can have my 300.
So you can have
I
what?
mean, so I
Ah, there
can get
you
my price.
Can I have my 300? What, that he owes her for fucking her? Because she works in the fucking massage parlor.
Well, yes, exactly.
Right. If you go to 4 minutes 30 to 4 minutes 30, 4 minutes 30 to 4 minutes 55, that little span, about what, 25 seconds, she talks about going on a date. Are we still going on that date tomorrow? So he must have talked to her about it.
Yes.
Did I wanted to see you, and I'm excited about our date for tomorrow.
Ain't no date.
It is a
No
date. I'm
bullshit.
taking you to lunch.
That's lunch. It's not a date.
It's a date because
Can't
we're
have a
having
date after.
coffee. Hold on.
Stop.
Lunch is not a date.
He's taking her out, but she's taking him out because he said, I'm not paying. You pay this time and I'll pay next time. That's how it works in the MGTOW thing. You don't pay first on. You put her to the test, and that's what he's doing. He's
No, no,
putting her
no.
to the
Yes,
test.
you can.
They
Yes, you
already
can.
arranged
Bullshit.
someone a
Which is
date,
not a
and he
date.
denied it.
Tomorrow. Dude, I wanted to see you, and I'm excited about our date for tomorrow.
Ain't no date.
It is a
No
date. I'm
bullshit.
taking you to lunch.
That's lunch. It's not a date.
It's a date because
Can't
we're
have a
having
date after
talks. It's a
7 years.
date.
Yes, you can.
Bullshit.
Bullshit my ass.
You can't have no date after 7 years.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you're a very impatient person.
I am a very impatient person.
Feel that clock ticking, don't you? How do you just walk into something like this? I don't get it.
Long story, I don't want to talk about.
Oh, no, that's not an option.
Are you talking about what, my roommate?
No, I'm talking
No.
about everything, all of this.
All of it?
It's a fucking swirl. It don't make no sense.
It's not a swirl.
I suppose if you want to be very nihilistic about existence,
Right.
sure. Yeah,
Stop it
that's
there.
nice.
So basically, if she's looking for marriage, he's not looking for that. He's already been through the mill. He's not looking at it. He's looking for a pump and dump, right? Because that's what he is. That's what MGTOW will do, or Red Pill will do. They'll pump and dump because they don't want to commit anymore. They don't want to get married. They don't want to give anything away. They don't want to give that woman any money. They put her down to put her in place. To make her what the manifesto say, put femininity back in women. That's what he's doing, right? The manifesto.
Yes.
So, if you go to 8 minutes and 9 seconds, this is what type of person she is, right? She admits to this. She admits to it. Why would you be in a car with her?
That 7 years went by and I treated you like shit.
Well, that's a step forward.
And I hope you forgive my apologies.
Forgive your
I
apology.
mean, forgive my for treating you like shit. I would never want to be treated like that, and I treated you like an asshole.
What made you think about this?
Don't know. I thought about it on the way
Right,
home
so.
earlier. I mean,
So she treats him like shit. She can't really string two sentences together. It sounds like she's a bit slow. So it shows what kind of caliber he shoots for, someone who can't question him back. He's not savvy with the lingo, red pill, blue pill. She doesn't understand that. He comes out with some other terms that she doesn't understand. So she's not very bright, right? So that's another way of getting one over on a woman to make yourself look clever when it doesn't really. But this second bit is she's gonna give him again more naked pics. 10 minutes, 20 seconds.
okay, 10 minutes, 20
Yeah.
seconds. 10 minutes, 20 seconds.
Those pics that you sent.
A couple.
Those pics that you sent. That's
No.
why my phone turned on.
I did not.
I must have got a message or something then. When did you take those pics that you sent?
Go on, say
Well,
it.
he is receiving nudes from he is re receiving nudes from a promiscuous masseuse, a slag of a woman, and he is the one talking about morals, ethics, values, principles, and taking control of biology. That is the classic, dictionary definition of being a sucker, idolizing mediocre pussy.
Right, now, 11 minutes 30 says more or less the same thing. She's going to send him more pics, new pics, right? We can skip that bit, but if people want to have a look at that, 11 minutes 30, you'll see that she's going to send him more pics. She said, I'm going to send you more pics now, right? More new pics. But I want to, if you want to show that, you can, but that's more or less the same as 10 minutes 20 when she says she's going to send him new pics. So we'll skip that and go to 15 minutes and 10 seconds. Now, this is showing what a type of man he is because he must have been married while he was trucking, and yet he admits to having sex while he was working trucking.
Okay, so 15 minutes and 10
And
seconds
10 seconds, 10
of
seconds, yeah.
pieces of You know, good times, but fuck.
Where's your weirdest one, but I...
Weirdest?
Weirdest.
Weirdest.
Strange, whatever you
Probably
want.
Probably on the clock. Probably on the clock. And I had a workmate look out for me, and I went behind my store. In the fucking dirt, come back looking like I rolled down a mountain.
Right, stop.
Thanks.
Right. This store was after he stopped trucking. Right?
Okay.
So, if he's got a store where he sells certain things, like model cars that he does and stuff like that, and he set up his shop, where did he get the money from? Because the amount of money he saved in the couple of videos before that he'd been saving up for a full year when he said that to Vention, he wouldn't have been able to afford to set up a shop. The only time he's going to set up a shop is if he's got serious amounts of money, like $150,000 maybe from crypto. So it shows that he's still pumping and dumping after he professes to be Monk and MGTO, right?
Yes.
Because she's asking him when it, because he says, what's the dirtiest thing you've ever done? And she talks about having sex in somewhere. I can't remember where it was. But she mentions having sex. And then she asks him, well, what's the dirtiest thing you've done? And he goes, oh, this, blah, 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 which she's just mentioned, right? On the clock, working. And yet he got one of his workers to cover for him while he went round the back and had a shag, right? He's not Monk. He's not even a fucking MGTO. He's not going his own way. He's a fucking blue-pilled simp, or purpled, like he said before, with Mr. Elite. Oh, the thing with purple-pilled is it's this and that and blah, blah, blah. Hang on, you are purple-pilled because you went round the corner while you were supposed to be working and you had sex with a girl with a shop that you bought. Off Vention's fucking crypto, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Right, 17 minutes and 3 seconds is where he talks about three exes in the last 16 to 18 months contacted him. Hang on, it seems to me that he lies going back to his exes. Exactly. Because why didn't he go a story with them? Why didn't he get them in the car and do something similar? Because he wouldn't get a shag out of them because they know who he is. This girl's a dipsy little fucker who doesn't can't think for herself. She's just a slag who opens her legs. Give me the money. Doing all that. And yet she doesn't understand some of the terms he talks about. I mean, that. Thick as fuck, if you ask me. Thick. Thick as two planks.
Exactly. So, I'm playing.
I can't even begin to say how fucking weird this is. This will be the third ex that has approached me in the last 16, 18 months. I don't understand, gents. I really don't. Well, you know, bullshit. I do understand. I can't understand why people don't get it until they're on fucking Skid Row and they've gone through a bunch of motherfucking humans, a bunch of people, and this is what you end up with. This bullshit. Backtracking on fucking Skid Row. All kinds of fucked up crazy things that you're doing with yourself. Aligning yourself with people that you just know are fucked up. I just don't get it. I don't know why people have to play such absurd, ridiculous games with one another. I hope you gents have enjoyed this. I sure as hell have. This has been bizarre.
I bet he has. I bet he loved it. It rolled for sure. Covering up the fact that what were underneath that rug, that carpet, was what he were really doing. Go to 18 minutes 25.
15 minutes.
18 minutes 25.
Minutes.
saying, I love you. I can't do that. I can't do that with this one. I love you.
Hold on.
Saying I love you. I can't do that. But yet, she says, I love you when you love me. And you don't deny it. You do.
Let me actually hear it all along again, because my tinnitus is working. I want to hear it.
Saying, I love you, I can't do that. I can't do that with this one. I love you. You ain't seen me in 7 years? And you talking about I love you?
No, man. Oh, God. The only reason a person tells you they love you if you fucked them. And after 7 years, that fucking loving motherfucker, right? Or her, I should say, it would subside. Having loving someone subsides. It takes about a year, maybe roughly at the tops, to get rid of them feelings from somebody. So he's had plenty of time to get rid of his feelings. So why would she turn around and say, I love you and you love me before? And you know it, she said.
Okay.
Look, anybody out there can turn around and say, oh, you're not hitting, you're talking bullshit, you're talking bullshit about what he did. Look, if you're that fucking dumb not to see the fucking wood from the trees, right, believe me, you deserve to be in the fucking manosphere. You deserve to be in there, right? Because you keep going around in a circle chasing your tail in the red pill rage, you people. Keep chasing your tail. Don't worry, it doesn't bother me. Right? Because you're not going to get anywhere in life. You're not going to progress. You're not going to get rid of that anger, because he's not willing to let you get rid of that anger, because he keeps talking about women all the fucking time, because he thinks you're fucking stupid to hand your money over. He admitted to Mr. Elite in his video, I made shit on all that. I made shit on all that. I made merch. I made shit on all that, what they were calling me. Chores. He doesn't value you people. All he's got crypto. He's got money stashed away from his trucking. Why does he need donations? He doesn't need donations. But you carry on, guys. You carry on giving it him, because guess what? You're the ones that are going to be poor. Instead of being in your own pocket, the money, it's going in his pocket. I thought the whole point of MGTO was to save up your own money and keep it to yourself and don't give it anybody else. But yet you're giving it him. You might as well go out and be blue-pilled and give it the bitches outside, if that's the case. Because you're a bunch of fucking fools, right? You're a bunch of fools. You think that what he's saying is truthful. You think he's the OG. You're worshipping him like a god. And that's bad. People worship. People worship, right? Man worship. You've got a fear of man, you lot out there. Fear of man instead of a fear of yourself, right? You lot out there give your donations. I want you to. You know why? Because it's more less pocket money in your pockets, right? And he'll eventually fuck off, and this is what will happen. Eventually he'll fuck off, and you won't see him on YouTube anymore. You won't see him on BitChute. You won't see him on Rumble. You won't see him on anything, right? Because the government will come for him and they'll take all the shit away, including his crypto, everything. That's what a lot of people don't realise. The government can take everything off you and strip you of everything. What have you got then? Your mind, right? Your mind. That's what the government want. Not just the red pillars in the manosphere and the MRAs and the passport bros and all the rest of it. They want your mind. They don't want you thinking for yourself, just like the government don't want you thinking for yourself, right? The whole point of MGTO is to put the money in your own pocket and think for yourself. There's plenty of videos out there telling you that these women are bad, right? That they've not got your best interest at heart. So why would he sit in a car knowing full well that he's had 3 bad relationships, ending up in a divorce himself, still married himself, and still fucking a woman who's married? You call that morals, principles, and ethics, you dumb as fuck, you lot. In the manosphere, he's got no morals, no principles, no ethics. He sat in a car with a married woman.
Exactly.
He's married himself.
Let me ask you, have you seen the divorce papers of Hammerhand ever?
No, because he never mentioned it after that time he was in the car. After he got slammed about his child fucking up what he said, his own son, he messed up. He said, "I didn't tell you to say that." You know, he was going to buy him something if he would say a certain thing, and he got caught out. A lot of people caught him out because of it, right? After that time, he mentioned his divorce, and then there was nothing else after that. Nothing. That's because he knew he was going to get the crypto eventually, and he didn't want to know anything about the crypto or the money. I mean, the government would have tied to his income from his trucking business, right? When he did his trucking and his shop. But he doesn't want his ex knowing about that crypto. I'll tell you that now. 43,000 or 43 or 44,000 per coin. $1,000. 43 to $44,000. Back then, 2 years ago, it was 4 grand a coin. Now it's 43 to 44. Look it up online on Bitcoin, you guys out there. Per coin, right? Why do you think he was trying to brag? Why do you think his eyes lit up when he realized it was 4 grand? Now he knows it's worth a lot more. You think he's going to give Mr. Elite, the one he professes not to be racist against, that money? No, he'll pay him out of his own pocket. So therefore, it's less for him to pay to his wife because it's all his main income that he stashed away for that year is from his trucking and whatever he built up. That's what she's after. That's what the government will have traces on because it's going through the tax office, right? Because he has to pay his taxes. So they know how much he's earned. But he doesn't want her knowing about the crypto at all because there's no trace to that. And if she gets half of that, you're talking 75 grand or more that she's going to get, right? He don't want her nothing. That's why he went quiet about his divorce. He's not divorced yet. She's still fighting it.
Yes, but wasn't it that Amin Osiris from Title 4 Deal Destroyer actually, he contacted Amin Osiris, and Amin Osiris was quite helpful and instrumental in lowering his child support payments earlier?
You're breaking up, man. I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Okay, am I audible right now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay. So, wasn't it that Amin Osiris, of all people, was instrumental in lowering the child support payments of Hammerhand towards his ex-wife earlier?
Yeah, he mentioned about it being lowered, but that's the part of negotiations. He's only going to go off what he earned while he was trucking or what other stuff he had money for, right? Now, he mentions that his grandma, his mother, his daughter doesn't speak to him. I wonder why, right? We didn't get that fucking story, but he's not going to tell you or he's going to make something up about that. But he's got custody of his son, he says, right? And that his grandma looks after his own mother looks after his son too. He's got no job now, right? He's got no fucking job now because he don't need to work anymore. Like he hinted to Vention, he hadn't worked for the last 4 months when he met him, right? Why is he getting his mother to look after his fucking son when it's his fucking responsibility, not his mother's? She's done her bit. She raised him, not his grandson as well, right? So that means that the divorce is still not over yet because when it comes to finances, they look into everything, everything. And I want someone to tell his ex-wife that he got a load of fucking crypto just to kick him in the fucking nuts. Just to kick him in the nuts. And then he know what it feels like for him to rip off all these innocent men in the manosphere.
Exactly.
Dupes in them like he did with Vention. Dupes in him. Making it look like he was this, that, and the other. That's why I said on his video, "Oh, how's that crypto going? That you swindled Vention out of." And someone underneath said, "How do you know that?" And I just put, because this is the video I'm going to prove to you now why he ripped him off. False representation. That is still robbery. Deception is still robbery. Deception.
Exactly.
He didn't physically rob him. He deceived him, which, as far as I'm concerned, is still robbery. To deceive someone is giving someone a false impression.
Exactly.
So I think that's the end of the video there, to be honest. I think we said what we needed to say. But yeah, I'm hoping someone gets in touch with this Summers. They mentioned in the video roughly where they were.
Yes.
I don't know what area in America it is, but obviously, if someone goes on Facebook or listens to the video first, finds out the massage parlor because she mentions it, and then punch in on Facebook her name, find out the area where she was talking about, and they'll find out because she'll mention it in her profile on her Facebook. Of course, she will. This is a masseuse. She's no different to what's it called? Where they where that thing where they go on and they show themselves naked and stuff like that. I forgot what they call it now. I'll probably remember after, but it's where the girls. It's been on loads of red pill. Videos of these girls who I forgot what they call it now. My brain's like a Swiss cheese. It's where these girls are like thoughts and stuff. I can't forgot what they call it now. It's a dirty app that you can go on. I forgot what it's called now. But they're
Tinder,
not go eh?
Tinder, Tinder.
No. It I can't remember what it's called. Shit. Anyway, she's no better than that working in a massage parlor. OnlyFans, that's it. OnlyFans.
Okay.
No, she's no different to anyone on OnlyFans, except she's doing it in private in a room, massaging and offering extra services. That's how he knows her. He was getting massages with her, and he probably his ex-wife found out, and that's why she's divorcing him, because this is one of the girls that he was getting massages of while he was trucking. With his burner phone.
Oh,
Okay.
so
So,
let us end this because we have
yep.
said our piece, and
Okay.
it is now for the people to decide as to who is who and what is what. And IRS, as we say in India, I rest my case, Your Lordship.
Oh, before you go, before you stop it, go to that screenshot where it says about darling and what it means. Darling. Yeah, Google. Everybody look. Right? Everybody look at this. He calls her darling as soon as she gets in the car. Right. Zoom in so they can see it. Right. What does it say there? Used as an affectionate form of address to a beloved person. Scroll a bit down. Good night, darling. Someone of a finger. It says here, his darling wife, beloved. Someone in endearment. Why would he call her darling as soon as he got in the fucking, as soon as she got in the car? Because he'd already had sex with her. So therefore he's attached to her now. That's why he called her darling. Look up the meaning, darling. It's seen, it says here, addressed to a beloved person. Affectionate. That's it.
As I said earlier, it is up to these fools who want to give their money to
Well,
him.
it's money out of their pocket. It's money out of their pocket. That's their problem, isn't it? I don't feel sorry for them that they lose money out of their pocket for listening to a fucking dickwad like him.
Oh yeah, surely. And let me stop the recording. It is for the people to decide. Look, whatever you people want to do, you do, because I know all these people, including the racist comments made by Hammerhand as well, that this is not the way to actually work. But since you people want it so much, or these people are making a white paper or a MGTOW manifesto, thing is, the cool factor that used to be once But then being a MGTOW and using the logo of MGTOW and everything else, that the cool factor is actually gone now. It has vanished. What is left of it is just a former shell of what it used to be. And there are some torchbearers like Mr. Bullets for Teeth, Mr. Iridium Kush, my friend Mr. Anonymous, alongside other people. So I would leave it to your wisdom. It is on your discretion what you want to do with your own money, and that is coming out of your own pocket. But do consider this, do understand this, that it is nobody's business to interfere and indulge in your finances and your emotions. Not even another man who tells you, who compels you to fall in line or fall on the other side, whether it is regarding his own proclivities of bumptiousness, or whether it is his own acolytes actually singing his praises and indulging in adulation. It doesn't really work. Whatever, hero worship that is going on, I don't give a damn. If you want to listen to him, it is on the discretion of the viewers itself. But what is not going to happen is that one man who is going to write and invent a white paper as if it is the panacea that is going to have some sort of placebo effect to the extent that it would affect other men. These are the people who are making manifesto after manifesto, whether it is of MGTOW, MRA, Red Pill, Trad, Cuck. These are the blue-pilled simps. And the manifesto was, even the first manifesto was not made by these people. These people are the real usurpers. These people are the real maggots feeding on the carcasses of the leftovers of the Western civilization.
Right. Can I say one thing before we go?
Sure.
Remember, Amahand does not have any morals, principles, ethics, right? That's why they call him Dirty Santa. Say Santa, when you mix the words around, the word Santa is Satan. Dirty Satan, right? Not Dirty Santa, Dirty Satan. Because Santa is an acronym for Satan, right? That's why they call him Dirty Santa. Because he's got no morals, no principles, no ethics, right? Through and through. If you wanna ignore that people out there, that's up to you. And that's as far as I'm gonna say. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. And I think we have said enough. Let us end this recording.